The pristine walls of the art gallery seemed to close in with each passing minute. Her photographs, 20 years of work, hung in perfect alignment, waiting for the critics, the collectors, the people who could make or break a career. But it wasn't the upcoming show that made Sarah's hands tremble. It was the familiar silhouette she spotted through the gallery's front window. Her father, standing motionless on the sidewalk, still in his army dress uniform. "He actually came," her sister Rachel whispered beside her, clutching her champagne flute too tightly. "After all these years?" The last time they'd seen him was at their mother's funeral, where he'd stood just as rigid, just as distant, before disappearing back into whatever military posting had seemed more important than his grieving children. The gallery door chimed. Their father's footsteps echoed on the hardwood floor, measured and precise as ever. He stopped in front of Sarah's centerpiece, a black and white portrait of their mother in their garden, taken the summer before her diagnosis. The evening light had caught her just right, making her look almost ethereal among her beloved roses. It was the last photo Sarah had ever taken of her. Rachel squeezed her sister's hand as their father lifted his white-gloved fingers to touch the frame, then caught himself. Some boundaries, it seemed, were still too hard to cross. But he was here, and maybe that was a start.